This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's a tears to tier Tuesday, rather.
Yes.
No tears.
No.
And time to tear off some Thanksgiving food leading up to the holiday on Thursday. What do we have for tears today, Keith?
All right, we're going to do Thanksgiving foods. That's right. Everything that'll be on the table coming up on Thursday. And I figure, similar to our Halloween candy tiers, and again, we can change these as we go, but I think we have pretty much five tiers.
Okay.
So the top tier, of course, goat.
The goat tier.
I know. The more you play that drop, Nick, the more Keith enjoys it.
So I like it quite a bit.
Yeah, keep that one handy.
Give me that.
What? Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that
would be, you know, not goat foods, but like,
goat, but
you really like it. It's certainly on your plate.
Yeah, it's
a priority item.
Yeah. Hey, Nana.
Yep.
Don't pass that to me. Give me that.
Give me that.
Yeah.
Give me that.
Yeah.
Frisky. Third tier Frisky. You have some Frisky foods. Maybe not considered the greatest, but like, don't sleep on
not
it.
Not your favorite, but don't. Exactly.
Don't sleep on it.
It's a nice little.
You're not
eating it first.
Yeah.
Maybe not second on your plate,
right,
but you'll get to it and you'll like it.
The mayo grown is the that's the fourth tier. That's sort of like, all
it's
right.
It's one I'm going to eat.
Yeah, I don't love this.
I don't love it, but out of respect to who made it.
Somebody made it. Somebody spent the time.
I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, the last tier is just trash.
I think it's trash.
That item you'll just throw in the trash.
That one I won't eat.
You're like, this I can't eat. You can give, I don't have room on the plate for it.
Yeah.
And they're going, no, have it. You're
going, I'm not even going to feed it to the dog. It's going in the trash.
Dog doesn't want it.
No.
Dog
won't eat it.
Throw this in the trash.
Yeah.
All right, Billy, we have a lot of items to get to, so why don't you kick us off?
All right, let's start it off. Mashed potatoes.
So this might shock
you. Well,
I think it's more a gimme that.
I think it's a gimme that as well.
Okay.
Now,
let's save some room on that top tier.
They're very good.
They're very good.
And
it's a staple.
Yeah, I like to make a little volcano with the gravy there.
Oh, you do?
Like, pour that right in.
A little science experiment.
Get a little dent in the top of the mashed potatoes, dump that right in, let it run everywhere. I like that.
You also pick up a lot of your corn with the mashed potatoes.
Oh, you can pick up everything. It's just kind of a catch-all.
Yeah, yeah.
But is it the goat? I would argue mashed potatoes very, very good. But there are items on the plate I like more.
Agreed.
Are you picky at all about how they're made?
No.
Instant versus, you know,
make them real ones.
Okay.
There's no one instant on Thanksgiving.
Well,
I'm saying, if somebody did,
would that bother you?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Do you like a chunky one? Like with where you got like the skins and stuff in there?
Oh, that's a dirty mash.
Give me some lumps.
Is that what that is? Yeah, some lumps. That's the word I'm looking for.
No, I don't want lumps.
I don't want to eat my mashed potatoes with a straw. Give me some lumps.
No, I don't want that.
Yeah, I said chunky lumps is the better. That's the better word.
I want it to have basically the same consistency as like eggnog. I want it to be like that close. I want it to be smooth.
You like gruel?
Yeah.
No, you're an oatmeal gruel man.
Well, like peanut butter.
Prison mashed potatoes.
I like a creamy peanut butter. I don't like like nuts and stuff.
I do as well, but those are different foods.
Chunky. Yeah. Different foods, but similar. I have the same stance on it. No, just whip it a little bit longer. I don't need the lumps.
So it's now you're calling out whoever made them. Now it's really just laziness.
I spit it right out. What is this?
Billy, are we right saying give me that, or is it a goat food?
I'd put it as a goat, but yeah, put it as a goat.
Okay.
All right, we're going to give me that.
Billy already doesn't like how we started.
No, he didn't like it, but that's fine.
Okay.
Two to one on that, so we're going to keep it.
Shame and lumpy mashed potatoes. You already lost me.
Yeah,
you. One item in, I'm out.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
All right, what's next?
Carrots.
So, carrots?
Mayo grown?
I was going to say, could they be frisky?
No.
Depending on how you do, can you doll them up a little bit?
I mean, you can.
You can put a little sugar on them or whatever.
But even still.
All right.
Even still, am I like loving eating these?
No,
I'm going to eat
them.
I'm going to eat them. Somebody brought them. They put some time into
it. Put a little color on your plate.
Yeah.
Because you can have a lot of, it could be all very kind of just beige. And then all of a sudden.
Good for the eyeballs.
Great for the eyes.
You probably need more carrots over there. Based on the way you're squinting at these TVs, you probably need more carrots.
I can't see any of these TVs.
But yeah, I would say that's a mayo grown.
Do you think for Christmas we can get some bigger TVs in here? They got like the Michael Scott TVs in here. Like, this is insane.
Ken? You pop your head back in here.
Well, one of them legit doesn't even have cable. So get rid of that one.
Well, no, we need the clock.
No, that's a clock. Look to the right of the clock.
Oh, that one.
That's
a
Google search page.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was the countdown to the draft one. Yeah.
Well, we
needed that.
Yeah, throw that out.
You want to watch games or you want to count down to the draft, Keith?
No countdown.
Please.
That's fine.
Gravy.
Oh, that's goat.
No.
Yes.
You know what? I'm not even a big gravy guy.
Wait,
it's not
smooth mashed potatoes and dry turkey.
Yeah. What's
wrong?
No,
I don't do dry turkey. Okay, I do dark meat turkey.
Thanksgiving, if there's no gravy, I would be irate.
But it's not the goat.
It's goat.
No, if there's no gravy, you have to leave the house.
Yeah,
you can't stay.
I would walk out. I would walk out.
Listen, I just think
no mashed potatoes. I'd be like, don't love it, but okay, fine. I'll deal with that.
It's not good for as bad as it is for you. It's not good enough.
Yeah,
I eat plenty of bad stuff, but it needs to be delicious. Gravy's not delicious to me, but I won't fight the mob here. If you guys want to put it,
where would you put it?
I would put it as
don't you
Frisky or Mayo Grown?
Oh wow, so far off. Yeah, Billy,
it's vital to any plate.
Billy, a nice thick gravy too. Like heavy. I don't want your like again your thin watery. Mashed potato gravy. Or, yeah, yeah. No. Keith just wants soup. Keith just wants all of his Thanksgiving in just a bowl.
Do you eat or drink soup?
Good question. I eat it.
Okay.
Right. With a spoon.
We're like three things in. There's been more disagreement already.
Yeah, we're
on very different plates. I think on Thursday, we're all going to have very different looking plates.
Goat. You say what?
I say like mayo grown.
How do we even square that away?
We'll put it in goat. Because
okay,
three
goat.
You guys
oh, so you're
goat.
Just bending the knee. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Good. We bullied him.
We're going to fight you on that.
Good.
All right. Something sweet. How about apple pie?
Mayo grown.
Oh, really?
I don't love apple pie. I don't love. There's one pie. Well, two pies I like. I'll tell you one of them later.
Yeah.
I'll put. I don't know. I'm not like a huge apple pie guy. I'll probably go all weekend without any apple
so
pie.
So I was maybe going to argue, give me that, but let's meet in the middle on Frisky.
All right.
Let's meet in the middle on Frisky. Apple pie.
Apple pie's Frisky.
I think you can. You can get one that's not great. I said this before. Good apple pie is great, but you can get they're inconsistently made. You can get a bad one.
I'd rather just eat an apple. If somebody's like, hey, there's an apple on the table or there's apple pie, I'd have the apple.
I don't know how each food takes are getting worse. I don't know how this is possible.
Hot food takes.
But yeah, they're not. I'm not loving these. Let's put it in Frisky. Right.
Fried.
Yeah.
Biscuits.
Mayo grown?
Come on!
The goat!
Give me that.
No,
it's at least give me that.
The goat.
It's you should love it. Based on how you like food,
biscuits.
You just slop a biscuit through everything and just eat it at the end. You should love it.
I don't love biscuits.
Give me that. So where does that land? Frisky again? How would you vote for
Billy,
biscuits?
Where are you going with biscuits?
I'm going, what's the lower option of the two?
Trash. Oh, mayo. Mayo grown.
Yeah, I'm going mayo grown. I'm going mayo grown because I prefer other things that are on this list as my sponge.
It also fills you up, which is outrageous. On that day, I don't need something that has very little flavor to fill me up.
Well, it has all the flavors because you sop everything up at the end.
Just use your fork.
It's your edible sponge.
Yeah.
Just lick the plate.
It actually has the most flavor. It has more flavor than any individual thing on your plate because it has everything on it.
Well, some people just cut it and put a little butter on it and eat it that way.
Well, that is gross.
Okay.
Then you're doing it wrong.
Well, some people do that.
Okay, so we settled on what? Mayo grown?
Mayo grown.
So we have nothing in the trash and nothing goat yet. Okay.
Nothing. No, gravy we put in goat.
Oh, we did. You're right.
Three of you guys were all very big gravy heads.
Yes.
All right, this one's garbage. Creamed onions.
No, that's trash.
Yeah, I think it's trash.
I can go right in the trash.
I'm putting creamed onions in the trash.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one is cranberry sauce.
So this is like
a homemade
real,
cranberry
like
sauce.
There's cranberries
like a can.
In it. I would say this is mayo grown.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay.
Mayo grown.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's, I'll eat it. If it's my only option, I'll pop it on there, but there's an option I like better.
Yeah, same.
Green bean casserole.
So this was Hunter Henry's favorite side.
Yep.
It does feel like they must do something different with it in the South to make it taste better, because I personally don't like it.
You don't even like it?
No.
So where would you put it? I would have it at least Frisky. I like it. It's weird to be like, it's the one thing I need, but
green bean casserole, I think I'd put it in the trash.
Really?
I would open the trash bin.
I think it's trash.
Dump it in there.
You guys all think it's trash?
Bill?
I don't think it's trash, but I'm not like going to a Thanksgiving dinner like, oh man, I can't wait to get my mix on that green bean casserole.
But I'm making sure it's on my plate. Like I'm not.
Really?
Yeah,
There's room on your plate for green bean casserole?
Yeah, green bean casserole. Cream of mushroom, some fried onions on top.
I don't know, it's not going to kill you, but like I'm not trying to have it. So you want
like
that,
a crispy onion.
So
I would
think it's Frisky?
You say trash, I say Frisky, so mayo grown.
Yeah,
okay.
All right.
Peas.
I mean, peas.
Trash.
I would, on Thanksgiving, I'd throw them in the trash.
Yeah.
Any other day of the year, they're fine. That's a fine little side. But on Thanksgiving, I would throw peas in the trash.
Holiday stink or something?
See you later.
Like two good foods so far.
Well, we're not there. There's more to go.
Yeah, there's
more.
There's
trash.
You haven't gotten the good foods yet.
Fear not. There's good foods coming.
Peas in the garbage. That's not a day for peas.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Keep your peas.
Creamed corn.
So the reason why I would argue that it's more mayo grown is because it is the perfect. I would rather take a scoop of mashed potatoes and dump them in the corn than I would the peas. That goes better together.
Can I look ahead before I vote on this? Is there a future corn option or is this my only corn option?
It looks like just cream corn.
Okay, if it's just cream corn, then I'm going to treat that as corn. Mayo grown,
let's go,
I guess.
It's corn.
Yeah.
Let's go mayo grown.
Yeah, mayo grown.
Okay.
I'll eat it, but eh.
Corn bread.
Oh, cornbread.
The goat?
Right up there with the goat. Yeah.
The goat?
Cornbread's great.
Good cornbread. Good cornbread is some of the greatest food
now
in the
you
world.
Can get a real dry, crummy cornbread.
No, but let's base this off of whoever's doing it is doing it right. Because that's the same thing. Well, once we get to turkey, that's the other thing. Some people do turkey bad.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. But
same with cornbread. Like, you bite into cornbread and
so we're assuming everything's the best it can be.
Yeah.
Cornbread's great.
At its top, it's unbeatable.
Goat that.
I love cornbread. And then rolls, just classic regular bread rolls.
So how's that different than a biscuit?
Well, we had biscuits.
Biscuits dry as hell.
Biscuits drier.
So I was picturing dinner rolls before.
I put them both there. To me, there's not a huge difference.
Yeah, they're the same.
Yeah, let's put them both there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sweet potato casserole.
Not for me. I like regular potatoes. I do not like sweet potatoes. I'm not a three-year-old.
I guess mayo grown it. I'll eat it. If it's there, I'd scoop it out. Somebody made it. Somebody went through the top. I'm not throwing it in the trash like peas. Get that out of my face. No, but I wouldn't love eating
that. All right.
Yep.
All right. And then jellied cranberry. So the can-shaped one.
Yeah, yeah. You take it right out of the can. It's got like the ribs in it.
Yeah.
Basically tells you where to cut it.
For his and her.
And her pleasure. Yeah. That's a give me that. I don't think it's a goat. I love it. I end up eating it. I feel like
give me that.
In my family, nobody really eats it except for me. I feel like they get it for me.
Do you get both on Thanksgiving typically? And everybody goes for the other one and you go for the canned?
Yeah, some years that's definitely
happens. That's basically how it typically goes. Most people will go for the homemade one over the canned. I like the canned. Because you can kind of mash it up and do what you want with it.
Do whatever you want with it.
Yeah,
I like it when it's nice and cold. It's like the one cold thing on the plate.
I think
it's a give me that.
What are you putting it on?
Nothing. Wait, my fork.
You just eat it? You don't put it on the turkey?
Nope.
So it's not stab some turkey, stab some cranberry?
Nope. Eat the cranberry on its own.
You just eat it like it's its own thing?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
It's good.
Is that what you guys do?
Oh, no, we're not saying it's not good, but...
But what do you do?
No, mine.
You eat it with a spoon?
You just cut it with the fork and then you stab it and eat it.
He's like, well, I have my mom cut it for me and then I sit there and I just,
I have to use the child knife.
It's all over my turkey. That's where it sits on the
plate.
That's
fine. Yeah. Well, like,
because I need surface area for the rest of my food, so I'm not wasting surface area on the plate.
I'll eat it on its own, and then like the next day when you're doing sandwiches, I'll like spread it.
You'll lop it right on there. Okay,
yeah, spread it on there.
Yeah, okay. So what do we settle on? We settle on give me that.
Give me that.
That's a good spot.
Give me that.
Yeah, it's a give me that.
Pecan pie.
Well, not one of my two
favorite. You're shaking over
not
there.
Not one of my two favorite pies.
I would give me that pecan pie.
How about Frisky?
Fine.
All right, let's put
That's where we put apple?
No, apple is in... You're right.
Pop it right next to apple.
Frisky pies.
But I would...
Pecan pie's too sweet almost. Sweet.
But if I had apple or pecan, they're sitting next to each other, I would go pecan first.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What about pumpkin pie?
That's give me that?
Give me that for me.
Give me that.
I like pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie is the best of the pies.
Give me that.
Or second best. I would put it, though, give me that. It can't be a goat food, but I think it's... This I will have. Like, over the weekend, I won't have pecan pie.
The only chance I won't eat pumpkin pie is if I just... overdid it. Right. If I overdid it at the meal, I'll probably still eventually get around to it.
Yes.
But that's the only reason I wouldn't eat it. I would make a point to eat that every Thanksgiving.
Maybe by the time the night football game comes around, you're like, hey, now's the time for me to get...
Yeah, I've taken my first or second... Thanksgiving nap. I'm up now for the late football game.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that pumpkin pie.
Pour yourself a nice eggnog drink and a slice of pumpkin pie.
Perfect.
Yep.
All right, so there's no really difference here, just stuffing.
Goat. I mean, like, easy goat. Doesn't even matter what it is.
Like the homemade one. Like, people do a homemade stuffing, that's what goes in the bird, but then there's people that will do the stovetop as a side as well.
I'd eat either one.
I'll eat both. Stuffing in the bird, to me, is better, but like, it's still the best thing no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what, stuffing / dressings, whatever you want.
If I could eat one thing on Thanksgiving, it's that.
That's it. Just give me a giant mound of that.
As much as I like cornbread,
this,
or whatever else we had on the goat, it is a goat of goats.
It's the goat
is what it is, and it's really the one acceptable day of the year you can eat it.
I'm also shocked anytime anybody when you ask them what their favorite side is when this
is
not
stuffing, right? Like Hunter Henry green bean casserole.
Yeah.
I like green bean casserole.
Yes, you do,
but. It's
compared
not even close.
To stuffing?
I murder it in 2 seconds to eat stuffing.
That's a wild take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
I would also say goat. I know you can eat mac and cheese a lot of days of the year, but if mac and cheese is there and I could slap that on my plate next to everything else, like a good homemade mac and cheese, that goat.
I feel like this is one that wasn't always an option for me like growing up. Like you'd have so many choices. You'd have like a massive
stuff. We didn't eat it when I was younger either. Now I would say it's more of a staple these days.
It's kind of worked its way in over the recent years.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I feel like there'd be so much other stuff that I don't really remember eating mac and cheese, but I'll never say no to mac and cheese.
So where are you saying? Put it.
I put it in the goat. They're all different kinds, but
what's the crispy stuff you get on top of the homemade mac? What is that?
Is that Ritz crackers, maybe?
Is that what it is? Yeah. Nodding back there? Yeah, nice.
Or think shredding one or the other.
You can do either one.
Real nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Real nice is right. that's a good.
I might kind of eat a plate of food, like traditional Thanksgiving, and then pop on some mac and cheese like after that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like a second course.
You're living it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, ham.
Trash.
On Thanksgiving, I might throw it in the trash.
Throw it in the trash. On Thanksgiving. Maybe any day, but on Thanksgiving, I'm throwing it in the trash.
I'm not anti-ham in general, but on Thanksgiving, I personally might throw that. I know not everybody loves turkey. I think that's insane.
There's so many better meats, I feel like.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm not eating, especially on Thanksgiving. Like
similar to peas. Yeah, it's the same as peas to me.
Like if you're like, hey, Easter, we're having a ham. You're like, all right, we're having a ham.
364 days of the year, I'm happy to eat ham. I'm happy to eat peas. On Thanksgiving, I think I'm throwing both in the trash.
I think it's trash.
Yeah. Wiggy's a big ham guy.
Yeah, I heard them talking about that.
Yeah.
And then you hear what they're saying this morning.
I don't know.
Courtney's dad doesn't like turkey.
Uh-huh.
So every Thanksgiving, her mom makes a mistake. So he's the one guy at the table.
That's awesome.
Stuffing down his steak.
My dad was the same way.
He gets
really?
A steak every
Thanksgiving? Yeah, yeah. He would have my brother-in-law make a roast beef.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
And he would put in like the set it and forget
so
it.
So was everybody
like, I'm not eating the turkey.
Was everybody very jealous of it? Or was everybody kind of like.
It was kind of accepted it. Everybody knew it was coming.
Got it. Huh.
People are like, can I get a little of that? So he's like, no.
This is my steak.
This is what I have.
It's my day. It's my steak.
You know, because he would buy it. My
you
dad
heathens,
would buy it.
Oh, yeah,
he
would
you
buy
know what I mean? So it would be
like turkey.
He would get a big chunk of it, like a nice hunk of meat, and put it in that set it and forget it grill.
That's kind of hilarious. I've never heard of that, but honestly, Kathleen, if you're listening, that's not the worst thing in the world. I like turkey.
I'm like, oh, here's.
But that's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
Here's dad's lobster that he gets.
My dad would also make my mother make a squash pie. Which in reality, if you had a squash pie and a pumpkin pie right next to each other, you would have no idea what the difference was. Yet my poor mother had to make one of each every year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do a sweet potato pie or a squash pie.
One just sounds so much worse.
No, they look identical, but if you did a taste test, you could tell.
Yeah, it's
you
worse.
Could definitely tell.
Yeah.
And finally, turkey.
All right, so this is not on this tier maker thing that we're looking at. It's not split up white or dark.
We're going to split them?
No, we're not.
Okay, we're not.
We're just taking turkey as it is, but you can basically pick whatever you would choose. I pick dark meat turkey, but
same. I usually do a blend, but if I have to pick one or the like, I could only get one.
Yeah.
I'm going dark meat as well. On Thanksgiving, goat.
Goat on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
Like, do I want? I'm torn between that and give me that.
Okay, you want to go give me that?
I think it's more give me that because it's never the best thing on the plate. But I'm with you. People badmouth it, and I don't stand for that.
Yeah, I don't
it's
appreciate
a lot better
that.
Than people.
I'm trying to send a shot across their bow by making it by making it goat.
I just think compared to right now on the goat tier, it's stuffing, mac and cheese, cornbread, and gravy.
Yeah, so I'm working my way to turkey eventually and eating. First of all, I'm lathering it in gravy, and second, and cranberry sauce.
The give me that tier is solid. It's mashed potatoes.
Let's pop it and give me that.
If jellied cranberry and pumpkin pie.
If you could split them up, dark meat, white meat.
I'd go dark meat, goat, and then I'd do white.
Mayo grown. Like, I'll eat
frisky.
It.
Frisky.
Frisky.
Because it's great with mayonnaise on a sandwich and like that kind of thing. But just on its own, you need the gravy or you need everything else that's on the
plate. I'm eating it, but I'm kind of hate eating it compared to the dark meat. Yeah, right.
It's a tradition.
Like, I'm like, who ate all the dark meat?
Like the Macy's Day Parade.
I'm just side-eyeing everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to tear off the Macy's Day Parade real quick?
Trash. Yeah, although sometimes they have Sonic. Sonic rolls through. Woody the Woodpecker.
Sure.
What is he, some sort of instigator? there's usually a handful of things that you see that you're like, why is this even out there?
Yeah, I would drop that down.
Does AC Slater host it? I feel like they've had some good hosts
Sounds
in the
right.
past. I think he's on there.
I like watching the dog show. I like watching
Westminster's?
I think it's the American Kennel.
Oh, it might be American Kennel.
I think is what it is. I like watching the dog show on Thanksgiving.
Then
football starts and I can't go back.
Haas dogs never win, which is a shame.
No.
Your St. Bernards, your Newfoundlands, they never win. But they're the best. When they're like, here comes like the working group. Yeah. Like, let's go.
Yeah, it's very biased
These
against
guys are all running around like crazy. They never win.
It's all a very snooty, high-class event. So the working dogs are
with the
not
poodle.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh my God, the poodle again. Come on.
50th year in a row.
Yeah. Every year with the poodle
Seriously.
Again.
Cav hasn't won in a while. I've been rooting for the Cavs the last few years. I haven't won in a while.
Yeah, a good-looking beagle every once in a while.
Oh, sure.
They show out.
Yeah.
But I like when they're like, here's like the Tibetan Mastiff. And you're like, oh, my God. It's like this huge guy. It's like the dog from Harry Potter comes running out. You're like, let's go.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we're going with the standard miniature poodle. I'm like, God.
Okay, so we tiered off everything.
I think we did a pretty good job.
Let me hear it real quick.
Yeah.
Give me a recap.
Goat tier, gravy, cornbread, stuffing, mac and cheese.
Real
give
nice.
Me that tier. Mashed potatoes, jellied cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, and turkey.
Good tier.
Frisky, apple pie, pecan pie.
Maybe a little low.
Mayo grown.
That's it on Frisky?
That's it for Frisky.
Wow, okay.
Only two Frisky foods.
Hmm.
Mayo grown. Carrots, biscuits, bread rolls, cranberry sauce, green bean casserole, cream corn, and sweet potato casserole.
I think green bean casserole is too low, but keep going.
And then trash, we're going with... creamed onions, peas, and ham. Some poor guy is going to have a plate of ham, peas, and creamed onions.
Well, on most days of the year, I'd say that's a fine dinner. Maybe not the creamed onions, but
no.
I would say most of the days of the year, that's a fine dinner. On Thanksgiving, that's a trash person dinner is what I would say.
Yeah,
so there you go. Those are the tiers.
Good job, everybody.
Every Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe.